January 6, 1901. Jesus communicates himself to the three Magi through love, through beauty, and through power. As I was outside of myself, I seemed to see the moment when the holy Magi arrived at the grotto of Bethlehem. As they arrived in the presence of the baby, he was pleased to let the rays of his divinity shine externally, communicating himself to the Magi in three ways: through love, through beauty, and through power, in such a way that they remained enraptured and engrossed in the presence of little baby Jesus. So much so that if the Lord had not withdrawn again the rays of his divinity internally, they would have remained there forever, unable to move anymore. Then, as the baby withdrew his divinity, the holy Magi returned into themselves. They stirred themselves, stupefied, in seeing an excess of love so great, because through that light the Lord had let them understand the mystery of the Incarnation. Then they stood up and offered their gifts to the Queen Mother, and she spoke with them at length. But I am unable to say everything that she said. I can only remember that she inculcated into them strongly not only their own salvation, but also taking to heart the salvation of their peoples, with no fear even to lay down their lives to obtain the intent. After this, I withdrew into myself, and I found myself together with Jesus. He wanted me to tell him something, but I saw myself so bad and confused that I would not dare to tell him anything. Seeing that I was not saying anything, he himself continued to speak about the holy Magi, telling me, "By having communicated myself to the Magi in three ways, I obtained for them three effects, because I never communicate myself to souls uselessly. Rather, they always receive some profit for themselves. And so, as I communicated myself through love, they obtained detachment from themselves. Through beauty, they obtained contempt of earthly things. And through power, their hearts remained all bound to me, and they obtained the bravery to lay down their blood and life for me." Then he added, "And you, what do you want? Tell me. Do you love me? How would you want to love me?" Not knowing what to say, as my confusion increased, I said, "Lord, I would want nothing but you. And if you say to me, 'Do you love me?' I have no words to be able to manifest it. I can only say that I feel this passion that no one may be able to prevail over me in loving you, and that I be the first in loving you, above everyone, and no one may be able to surpass me. But this does not content me yet. In order to be content, I would want to love you with your own love, so that I may be able to love you as you love yourself. Ah, yes, only then would my concerns about loving you cease." Content, one could say, with my nonsense, Jesus clasped me so tightly to himself that I could see myself transmuted into him inside and out, and he communicated to me part of his love. After this, I returned inside myself. And it seemed to me that for as much love as I am given, so much do I possess of my good. And if I love him little, I possess him little.